Bronny James, you kind of in a similar situation. What do you think his future look like?
I like Bronny James, man. I went to the game when they played here. I felt bad for him it's a lot on the shorty. I could see and see the pressure. I could see it because I got boys, man, and I could see it. And when he steps out there, they want to see the daddy.
Bad.
They want to see the daddy. They ain't checking for Bronny. They want to see the daddy, and Bronny is coming. He may not get there as quick as his father arrived,
right,
but he's coming. Mm-hmm. And one thing about my kids, and you guys have done the same, and I've seen this. I told my kids, you don't have to be me, man, but I need you to be the best you.
That's it.
You could be. That's my deal with my shorties. You can't be me. God has graced me and gifted me and just separated me and set me aside. But give me the best you. Don't half step with me. Give me the best you every day. And it's sad that when they look at that young man, they trying to see Bron, dog.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. That's one of a kind. And I feel bad for him in that aspect, but I think he's coming.
Yep, I think he'll be fine too.
In Los Angeles, the King's crown is slipping. A dynasty that once promised glory now teeters on the edge of collapse. LeBron James, the man who brought the Lakers back to relevance, the man who carried purple and gold on his back, is no longer smiling in the locker room. And this time, it's not just about him. It's about family. It's about Bronny. It's about power. Because behind closed doors, the James family just sent the Lakers a message that could change the entire NBA. Trade us or lose us.
But I will say this. Bronny's a prospect. Number one, I'm glad he's healthy. I think he should be in the G League. He's not ready to play in the NBA right now.
And it's expected he will spend.
And he should be in the G League because he's not ready to play in the NBA first and foremost. But secondly, there's going to be some guys coming for his head. And he's not ready because he's really a tweener. He's a point guard, two guard. His probably best attribute right now is being a defender. But I think to take the pressure off him and let him get better as a player, he should be in the G League.
The rumors started as whispers, a leaked conversation here, a cryptic social media post there. But now, the whispers have turned into sirens blaring across the league. LeBron James is no longer all in with the Lakers. He's no longer guaranteeing loyalty. And he's not alone. His son, Bronny James, the rookie phenom everyone's watching, is part of the package. This isn't just a player making a trade request. This is the king and the prince walking into the royal court and demanding the kingdom's future. League insiders claim that LeBron's camp privately approached Lakers management with one chilling message: either commit to building the roster our way, or send us somewhere that will. And the preferred destination? The one city with the lights bright enough to rival Hollywood, New York.
I want to sit up here on national television. A matter of fact, I'm going to do something I normally don't do, Wendy. I'm going to stand for this.
Okay.
Uh-oh. He's fired up today.
And I'm going to make a proposal to LeBron James.
Oh, God.
To virtually guarantee him a trip to the NBA Finals, if not a championship.
Uh-huh.
This is the move. Now, if LeBron James wants to put himself in position to win a championship, get traded to the New York Knicks. Center stage, Madison Square Garden, the Mecca. You see that defense? LBJ, baby, what's up? It's orange and blue sky, baby. Let me tell you something right now. I know you're a billionaire already. But damn it, that dude Dolan, no matter how bad he can be in other areas, he know how to make your money. Kevin Durant made that mistake by not coming to Madison Square Garden. He went to Barclays Center in Brooklyn. LeBron James, what's up? You talk about championship, baby. The Eastern Conference, Giannis and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in Boston.
The New York Knicks have been chasing a superstar for decades. They've seen names like Durant, Curry, Giannis all slip away. But LeBron James? That's the kind of name that doesn't just fill Madison Square Garden. It electrifies it. And the deal on the table? It's bold. Knicks receive LeBron James, Bronny James. Lakers receive Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, a first-round pick. On paper, it's clean. The Lakers get youth, defense, and a future draft asset. They swap an aging legend for two elite role players who fit perfectly with their new vision, building around Luka Doncic, the young star they just committed to. But to the fans, To LeBron loyalists, this is betrayal.
Trade LeBron, get a bunch of picks, maybe get some rotational guys, have sort of an identity because you don't have one now.
Behind the scenes, Lakers locker room vibes have been tense. Reports say LeBron has grown frustrated with the team's one-foot-in, one-foot-out approach, trying to contend now while also planning for a rebuild. That kind of split focus? LeBron's never been about it. And Bronny? The rookie's minutes have been inconsistent. Some games he gets the spotlight, others he's riding the bench. For LeBron, that's not just coaching strategy. That's a red flag. Sources close to the James family say LeBron sees New York as the perfect place for Bronny to grow into a star. Under the biggest media lights in the world, surrounded by vets like Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brown. Do you know what they said about him in Summer League? He was the third pick in the NBA draft. The third pick in the NBA draft. The first three games, just like Bronny. Bronny was 6 for 26. Jalen Brown was 5 for 26 from the field in his first three games in Summer League. He's fine.
That's a good upside.
He's fine.
That's a good upside.
No one bashed him, and he was the third pick in the NBA draft.
No.
The moment word of the ultimatum leaked, the league exploded. Talk shows ran nonstop segments. Analysts screamed over each other. Former players took sides. Some said the Lakers should never bow to a player's demands. Not even LeBron James. Others? They said the Lakers have no choice. Because if LeBron walks for nothing in free agency, the franchise loses everything. His production, his star power, and Bronny's marketability. And in New York? The streets buzzed. Fans began designing mock James number 6, Knicks jerseys. Social media timelines lit up with dream lineups, imagining LeBron dishing alley-oops to his son under the garden lights. Inside the Lakers' front office, the debate is tearing decision-makers apart. On one side, the old guard. The executives who believe the Lakers' brand is bigger than any one player, who see OG Anunoby and Josh Hart as perfect fits for a tough defensive identity alongside Luka Doncic. On the other side, the LeBron loyalists. The ones who understand that stars like him don't come around often, that you never trade away the most recognizable player in the game, even at 40 years old. The arguments are heated. The phone calls are constant. Every hour that passes without a decision feels like another fracture in the team's foundation.
You want to talk about what our minds should think of when we think of an NBA basketball player? LeBron on the screen.
Nobody has been and had more pressure on him to succeed than LeBron James. And when Kobe got drafted, Kobe was great, without a doubt, top five. When he got drafted, he came out like number 13, number 14. LeBron James came out number one, bro. Kobe Bryant averaged like 6-7 points his first year at 18 years old. LeBron James averaged 20 points, 5 fucking assists, and 5 rebounds.
LeBron doesn't see the game how you see it. LeBron is like literally playing chess with you. Like, no, this is how this works. Ball in my hand, I'm on the block. This is all y'all could do. Y'all have to send a double on me, otherwise I'm going to kill this man. I just put him past, I told you, Shorty just passed Mike on my list for the greatest.
LeBron James is that guy. He always been that guy, and he's still that guy, and it's 20 fucking 1 years later.
LeBron, as always, knows how to play the media game. A cryptic Instagram post of him walking out of the tunnel, the caption reading, "Decisions, decisions." A smiling photo of Bronny in a Knicks-colored tracksuit, posted with no explanation. The message is clear. We have options. And yet, in every press conference, LeBron remains diplomatic. He praises the fans. He praises his teammates. But when asked about his commitment to the Lakers, he says just enough to keep everyone guessing. This is more than just a trade rumor. This is a question of legacy. LeBron James has built his career on controlling his destiny, from the decision in 2010 to returning to Cleveland to building a Hollywood chapter in L.A. But this could be his final move. A swan song in the world's most famous arena, playing alongside his son, rewriting the end of his story. If he stays and the Lakers stumble, his final years could be defined by frustration. if he leaves and wins in New York, he could cement himself as the most influential player in NBA history. Training camp is weeks away. The Knicks are ready to pounce. The Lakers are running out of time. Do they bet on Luka Doncic, OG Anunoby, and Josh Hart to build the next dynasty? Or do they cling to the king and gamble that they can convince him and his son to see out their vision in Los Angeles? One thing is certain, once this kind of ultimatum is delivered, there's no going back to business as usual. We are watching the NBA's ultimate power play unfold. Father and son, legacy and loyalty, the bright lights of Los Angeles versus the magnetic pull of New York. The Lakers thought they could balance the present and the future. LeBron and Bronny James just reminded them, in this league, the clock never stops ticking, and the king always makes the final move.